This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let me guess. You got a call yesterday on your home phone? Strange, right? Not on your cell? Chances are it was a charity calling for money ahead of Giving Tuesday, which is today. After the splurge of consumption that followed Thanksgiving, it's now time to consider giving money to good causes. And how, economically speaking, might you optimize this exercise? Wes Williams reports on one way to think about it.
It's called effective altruism, an emerging movement that looks at philanthropy with the goal of doing the most good with each dollar spent. One major proponent is Peter Singer of Princeton University.
In making the world a better place, you ought to draw on your capacity to reason and to look at evidence to have the biggest impact that you can for good.
We try to approach this question of how to do the most good possible from a cause-neutral perspective.
Catherine Hollander works for GiveWell, a nonprofit helping donors know where their dollars ought to go.
Which means, you know, not coming in with our own preconceived ideas about what it means to do the most good.
For individual donors, GiveWell's answer is spending only on the global poor through public health and cash transfer programs. But effective altruists say, as long as you're being cause neutral and using reason to find the most impact, where the money ought to go can change. In Washington, I'm Wes Williams for Marketplace.